BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel appears to have suffered a political setback in the northeastern state of Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania. Exit polls from regional elections indicate the anti-immigrant AfD party has beaten Mrs. Merkel's Christian Democratic Union into third place. The centre-left SPD seems likely to top the poll. Mrs. Merkel's popularity has been under pressure since she allowed more than a million refugees into Germany over the past year. Syrian pro-government forces have recaptured several strategic areas in Aleppo from rebel fighters. The rebels took the Ramusse district on the southwestern outskirts of the city last month in a major offensive that broke a government siege. The battle for control of the area is reported to be continuing. The daughter of a former Hungarian-born American congressman says she's returning a Hungarian state honour because it's now been given to a journalist criticised for his anti-Semitic output. Katrina Lantos-Sweat is joining nearly 100 other recipients also returning their awards. Celebrations have taken place in the Indian city of Kolkata after Pope Francis declared the Roman Catholic nun Mother Teresa a saint. The ethnic Albanian, who died in 1997, founded her Missionaries of Charity in Kolkata. Hundreds of nuns at the charity's headquarters burst into applause at the proclamation. South Sudan's president has agreed to the deployment of extra foreign troops in the country after a visit by a UN Security Council delegation. Salva Kiir had previously rejected the force, saying it was a violation of South Sudan's sovereignty. Poland says it will dispatch three senior government ministers on an urgent trip to Britain following attacks on Polish nationals in a town northeast of London. The announcement came hours after two Polish men were assaulted in Harlow, where another Pole was attacked and killed a week ago. And the Ugandan football team has qualified for the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time in 39 years. The Cranes beat the Comoros 1-0 in a packed stadium in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. BBC News.